are so thrilled to be in Brazil. Love your beautiful country. But I also love the fact that there are people who are deeply concerned about the plight of the least of us. And I'm very proud of my country's contribution to helping social entrepreneurs, to helping people help others. I believe you can change society one heart at a time. That's what I believe. But I know in order to do so, it requires people who are willing to make sacrifice. Flavio runs a place of love and deep compassion, all aimed at being a part of that social fabric that helps heal the broken heart and provides hope for the future. And so I thank you all for joining Glowing Me. I'm really looking forward to hearing about what you have done, how others can help. But the main reason I'm here is to thank you. We're all members of God's family. And when one of us hurts, we all should hurt. There are a lot of hurting people in the world, a lot of hurting people in Brazil.
You start, right?
You ready?
I'll let her go.
First of all, I would like to thank for the honor. Thank President Bush and Mrs. Bush, Secretary Rice, our Ambassador Sobel, all those who are here today. I want to thank you all for the honor that you bestowed on us by coming here. We started our program 10 years ago in a very informal way because I could not really bear seeing people wandering around asking for money around my own home. So I called them into my home. But the idea was not really to create music. I am a musician. So I thought that, I wanted to get them off the streets, and I thought the music would be a way to take them somewhere else, beginning with music, and then perhaps eventually they would be able to go to school or have medical care. So we developed this network little by little, and we got where we got because in a way we contaminated other people and businesses so that we could more and more help youth. This is a very prosperous neighborhood here, but surrounded by poverty, by slums, and the good values are lost in the process. I mean, people become vulnerable to drug and crime, and we, letting it happen, we will witness a very bad transformation of society. And so any actions that helps those who hurt, those who have less than others, is important, but not an aid type of action. No, we don't want to really damage their self-esteem in these children. We want them to be really entrepreneurs. And we have a band. We all work together. We dream together. And I think that when we dream together, that makes a big difference. If you dream by yourself, it's just a dream. Now, a dream that's dreamt by everybody becomes a reality. The presence of President Bush and Madam Bush and Mrs. Bush here, of course, it's the crowning of a 10-year process. I don't think that I made any sacrifices to help the poor, the little people. No, I'm a father. I'm a professional. I can't stand seeing people on the street, not going to school, being hungry. So I decided that I would use my greatest love, music, because, I provided for my family with music, so I thought I could also help provide for other people. Thank you. Thank you.